pray with me. God of new beginnings, open our ears that we may hear your word. Open our eyes that we may see you working in our lives. And open our hearts that we may be transformed. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our first scripture reading for the morning comes from the Old Testament, and it comes right in the middle of the story. So let me just give you a little bit of background before we read it. The story is of a young orphan Jewish girl named Esther. And through a whole series of events, she winds up being queen. Now, Esther has a cousin, and his name is Mordecai. And Mordecai has made the mistake of not appeasing the ego of the king's pompous prime minister named Haman. And so Haman has got all in a fury over this, and he wants to get back at Mordecai, but it's not just good enough to get back at Mordecai. He's going to wipe out Mordecai's entire people. And so what Haman has done is he's used the king's power to issue a decree that says, I'm going to wipe out all of the Jews. And in fact, everyone in this whole kingdom, on a certain day, you're going to be able to wipe out all of the Jews. Now, when Mordecai hears of this, he's distraught. And he sends word to Esther, who's his cousin, the queen, and says, Esther, you've got to do something about this. You have to intervene. Now, keep in mind, Esther's Jewishness is actually a secret. So there's this ongoing back and forth between Mordecai and Esther, the two cousins. But it's being sent by way of servants because the queen can't talk to some random, just common man. So these servants are going back and forth. And when we come into this story, Mordecai has just given the message to Esther saying, Esther, you need to do something about this. Hathach, the servant, went and told Esther what Mordecai had said. Then Esther spoke to Hathach and gave him a message for Mordecai, saying, hey, all the king's servants and all the people in the king's provinces know that if any man or woman goes into the king without first being summoned, there's only one destiny for that person. It's certain death. Only if the king holds out the golden scepter to someone may that person live. And I myself, I haven't been called into the king for 30 days. When they told Mordecai what Esther had said, Mordecai told them to respond to Esther. Don't think that in the king's palace you will escape any more than the rest of the Jews. For if you keep silence at such a time as this, relief and deliverance will come for the Jews from another quarter. But you and your father's family will perish. Who knows? Perhaps you have come to royal dignity for just such a time as this.